Ramunadhiram Vanachari
Ramunadhiram Vanachari
Ramunadhiram Vanachari
Ramunadhiram
Kunj Bihari Radha Madhava Jaya Kunj Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Ki Jaya Kunj Bihari Ki Jaya. Welcome to all the devotees. Even though in this assembly I am the oldest man, I am the small boy regarding this spiritual science of Krishna. As Prabhupada said, that everybody can become a preacher. It's very simple by adopting this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings as it is. If you said the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as it is, everybody can become a preacher. Like that, I am trying to preach something. If at all any good thing is there, you take this. If at all it will be a more fault to be there, you please forgive me before I am praying. Narayanam namaskrityam naram saiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tadojayam dhrede. Before sitting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of caste, one should offer respectful obeisances and the personality of Godhead, Narayana, and to Narayana Rishi, the supermost human being, and to Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the other. Nasta prayashe adreshu idhyam bhagavata sevaya bhavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati nisiki. Translation. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is prized with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So, today, we are going to the scene of Narada Munis entering the assembly of Naimisharanya sages. Cottage of Vyasadeva. And while Sudha Goswami, he is welcoming this Narada Muni and offering their suitable. Sudha Goswami said, he is narrating the story. Sudha Goswami is narrating that Vyasadeva and all the rishis, they are offering the Narada Muni suitable asan. While accepting this asan, Narada Muni, very smilingly he is accepting and be seated. Sutta Goswami said, thus the sage amongst the gods, comfortably seated and apparently smiling, addressed the rishi amongst the brahmanas, it's Vyasadeva. Narada is smiling because he well knew the great sage Vyasadeva and the cause of his disappointment. Even though Vyasadeva is avatar of Almighty God Himself, he elaborately reads all the Mahabharata, all the things, and he wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam, this one, Brahma Sutra, this Vedanta Sutra. Even after writing this Vedanta Sutra, he is not at all happy with his mind. That is the disappointment of Vyasadeva. But Narada, Narada Muni, he knows the he is Trilok Jnani and Triloka Sanchari. He knows the in and out of the every mind. He reads the real cause of his despondency of his disciple Vyasadeva. Addressing Vyasadeva, the son of Parasara, Narada inquired, "Are you satisfied by identifying with the body or the mind as objects of self-realization? Being a great son of a great father, Vyasadeva should not have identified the self with the body or the mind." Actually, Vyasadeva, he is a son of Parasara. Parasara Muni, a great sage in the hair of Parasara, the son of Parasara, is a very elevated, in a knowledgeable, very knowledgeable person. His son Vyasadeva and his disciple of Narada Muni itself. So he is no question of knowledge. He is full of knowledge. Even though he has well knowledge, he doesn't narrate the things as such. As such in the means, he identifies the Atma with the body and mind. That is the root cause of despondency of Vyasadeva. Only man when the proof and of knowledge can identify the body as self or mind as self. But Vyasadeva should not have done so. One cannot be cheerful by nature unless one is factually seated in self-realization, which is transcendental to the material body and mind. Your enquiries were full and your studies were also well fulfilled, and there is no doubt that you have prepared a great and wonderful work, the Mahabharata, which is full of all kinds of Vedic sequences elaborately explained. In the disciplinations of Narada Muni and Parasara's son, he has acquired every kind of knowledge. He has studied all the Vedas, because from this Narada Muni, Narada Muni is said to the Aja. Vedic sequences elaborately explained. He fully delineated the subject of impersonal Brahma as well as the knowledge derived therefrom. Why should you be despondent in spite of all this, thinking that you are undone, my dear Prabhu? Narada Muni asking the Vyasadeva, "You have fully delineated the subject of impersonal Brahman. By his knowledge, he explained the in and out of this impersonal Brahman, right from this beginning of the religiosity, there is dharma, artha, kama, moksha, the four principles. He stressed more materialistic, these are considered materialistic. Even though you have completed this four principles very elaborately, then why do you get worried? He's asking this Narada Muni to Vyasa Deva.
He's talking about Mahabharata and Dharma Sutra. Vedanta Sutra. He's talking about Impression Brahma.
This is Mahabharata. This is the Vedanta Sutra, this is Brahma Sutra. The Brahma Sutra has been implied completely about this impersonal Brahman only. And impersonal Brahman and one this some sort of that is super soul. Impersonal Brahman and super soul. They have well defined, well denoted these specifically impersonal Brahman and the super soul, but not this Paramatma. So you also just said, all you have said about me is perfectly correct, sir. Despite all this, I am not pacified. I therefore question you about the root cause of my dissatisfaction. For you are a man of unlimited knowledge due to your being the offspring of one who is self-born without wandering father and mother. Vyasadeva admits the praises of Narada Muni and questions the cause of despondency, glorifying the Narada Muni as his guru. Because Narada Muni is the son of this Brahmaji, he is self-born, there is no father, no mother. So the knowledge attained, knowledge received from this Guruji, it's very, very elaborate knowledge, very perfect knowledge. Even though very perfect knowledge, he has not given the right perception of this. Only he explained the material world and this Paramatma and this Atma's body and soul only. But not this Bhagwan. It is good therefore to approach a personality like Narada to solve the root cause of all deficiencies. Why Narada should be approached is explained below.
I think in this shloka, Vedavyasa actually admits his, basically I have done all those things, but still I'm not satisfied. You can actually tell me what is the root cause. So Prabhupada actually explains, everybody in this world, we are actually identifying with our body and mind. Right? And thus all the literature, whatever literature we read in this material world, will be concerned with only body and mind. So that means Vyasadeva himself knows that, I am actually having this defect. So what Prabhupada is stressing is, Vedavyasa compiled all the Vedas. He wrote Mahabharata, he wrote all the Puranas, and then he compiled, he also wrote the Vedanta Sutra. Even after that, he is despondent. So that means, that is not insufficient, that is not complete. So, even though he is a great scholar, greatest scholar, actually Prabhupada says he is the greatest scholar in the material world. But even he has to approach his guru and ask, what is the real problem, what is the real dissatisfaction, what is the root cause of my dissatisfaction? So we all have to approach, when we are in, we are definitely, Vedavyasa have to go approach his guru, So we all definitely have to go and, you know, and obviously we have to go and approach our guru. So the point here Prabhupada is making is that one has to approach a spiritual master or personality like Narada to solve our problems.
My Lord, everything that is mysterious is known to you because you worship the creator and destroyer of the material world and the maintainer of the spiritual world, the original personality of Godhead, who is transcendental to the three modes of materialism. He argues, why Narada Muni is so, he is glorifying the Narada Muni because he is worshipping this Almighty Lord Krishna. He is the creator and destroyer of the material world and maintainer of the spiritual world, the original personality of Godhead. A person who is self-person engaged in the service of the Lord is the emblem of all knowledge. So, the bhakti, the devotional, one who enters the devotional service, he is the attains the all knowledge. That is, even though it's Vedeshu Sarvam Aham Eva Vedya. So he knows all the knowledge. He gets all the knowledge. At the time, at the junction when he worships the Almighty, Lord Krishna. Such a devotee of the Lord in full perfection of devotional service is also perfect by the qualification of the personality of Godhead. Because of the grace, because of the mercy of the Lord Almighty, all the knowledge are revealed. As such, the eightfold perfections of mystic power, Ashta Siddhi, constitute very little of his godly operance. So the so-called Ashta Siddhi, attained by this jnanis, Asanga Yogis, by pranayama, which is like pranayama, controlling this pranayama and dharana, prajahara, dharana, all the things, dhyana. That is very, very, very little when compared to the devotional service. It's nothing but, so it is insignificant. It is insignificant when comparing this devotional service. As is the eightfold perfection. A devotee like Narada can act wonderfully by his spiritual perfection, which every individual is trying to attain. Here Narada Muni, a devotee like Narada can act wonderfully by his spiritual perfection, which every individual is trying to attain. So, here you have to act as like Narada Muni, by getting the spiritual perfection and getting this devotional service, to enter the devotional service. Sri Narada is a self-person perfect living being, although not equal to the personality of Godhead. He is very much, very knowledgeable, but not to the mark of Almighty, not comparing to the Almighty. Like the sun, your God, your goodness can travel everywhere in the three worlds, and like the air, you can penetrate the internal region of everyone. As such, you are as good as the all-pervasive super soul. Please therefore find out the deficiency in me, despite my being absorbed in transcendence under disciplinary regulations and woes. Vyasa Muni narrates his Guruji, Narada, about his qualification. Since Narada Muni is Triloka Sanchari and Trigala Jnani, he can travel everywhere and he knows, he can penetrate by his knowledge and his mercy, because of the mercy of Almighty, we can penetrate this souls, Atma, Antar Atma, and what is the real features of that. We can find out. As such, you are as good as all previous super soul. In so, please, find what is the root cause of mind discordance. You please find, Guruji, he is asking. Transcendental realization, pious activities, worshipping deities, charity, mercifulness, non-violence, and studying the scriptures under strict disciplinary regulations are always helpful. These are all the activities to get one into the regulative principles, to get the cause of this, getting the knowledge. This is the steps we can achieve the super goal. Srinivasa said, you have not actually broadcast the sublime and spotless glories of the personality Godhead. That philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. Here, Narada Muni said, actually this is the root cause. What he says, you are telling about the body and mind only, but not the God Himself. God's sublime and spotless glories. So glories are, the quality of the glories are sublime and spotless. So you have to broadcast this only, and without this, you have to do the other things also, other things. The philosophy which does not satisfy the transcendental senses of the Lord is considered worthless. So whatever the philosophy, just touching this glorification of Almighty, it's nothing but, it's all in vain. So, dry philosophical speculations, even on the transcendental subject of the Absolute, have very little attraction without directly dealing with the glorification of the Lord. So, that is the thing. The dry philosophical speculations, whatever he, all the, he compiled all the Mahabharatas, all the Puranas, and all the Brahma Sutra completely. So, the Brahma Sutra is a very, very toughest job in the whole thing. Even though you finished that, but it is not a glorify the Almighty. Directly, it is not glorify the Almighty. The personality of Godhead is the last word in transcendental religion. The personality of Godhead, that is Almighty Krishna, is the word, last word in transcendental realization. So impersonal Brahma and locally supreme soul, Paramatma, is less productive of transcendental bliss than the supreme personal realization of his glories. This is Brahma. Realization of Brahman and Paramatma is very, very, it's mere when comparing to the devotional service of the glories of the God, Almighty God. So the compiler of the Vedanta Darshana is Vyasadeva itself, yet he is troubled. Vedanta Sutra is the very toughest comparison, even though, yet he is troubled. There is the compiler, he has compiled. Vyasamuni has compiled that Brahma Sutra, and he himself troubled. He is getting lamented, although he is the author. So, what sort of transcendental bliss can be derived by the readers and listeners of the Vedanta, which is not explained directly by Vyasadeva, the author? So, the author gets despondence. He is not at all satisfied with this. Manufactured as a product, then how one the other can get this blissful activity from that? Herein arises the necessity of the explaining the Vedanta Sutra in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam by the self water. Here itself, from here, here is the root cause. This is the cause for Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the very reason why it is made from this. Because from the very same author, he himself doing this job. Although great seed, you have very broadly described the four principles of beginning, with religious performances, you have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality, Vasudeva. So this is the very reason you have a very great seed. You have very greatly described about the four principles, Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha, beginning with religious performances, how to perform the religion, or yajnas, how to do idol worship, how to install, how to do all the things. He elaborately explains. Even though he elaborately explained all the things, he could not receive the glories of the Supreme. As such, in Yajurveda, you can do only the performing the art of performing the yajnas. But in your Rig Veda, all the price of all the glories of that. As that only the yajna, Yajurveda only. As such, this Brahma Sutra is given. So Narada Muni promptly diagnosed the root cause of this lamentation. Prompt diagnosis of this root cause of the despondency of Vyasadeva was his deliberate avoidance of glorifying the Lord in his various editions of the Torah. He deliberately avoiding, because see, not your common man can mistake. Common man can do. He can identify body and Atma as with the super soul. But a very knowledge man like Vyasadeva, he could not be do like that. He had done like that. He deliberately avoided. That's all Krishna's Leela only. Only we can understand, we can get this Srimad Bhagavatam. We can understand, we can get that. So we are very not the elevated souls. So to understand the Brahma Sutra, it's very knowledge. It's very knowledgeable. We are not so much elevated, nor very much knowledgeable. So we understand the fallen souls. So as to understand the fallen souls, by means of Narada Muni, he has advised to get this Brahma Samhita, this one, Srimad Bhagavatam. But did not give as much importance to the glories of Lord compared to the four religious principles. So he stressed only this four Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. Oh, do these charities, so many things in giving the alms like that. Then provided we can have this heavenly happiness, we can go to the heaven like that. We can fulfill your desires by means of going to the moon and drinking the somras like that, all the things. And finally, we need the moksha. It's the moksha, this is the liberation, final stage. From this, it is clearly indicated that no one can be pleased substantially without being engaged in the devotion service of the Lord. So this liberation, as far as the devotee is concerned, the liberation is there. It is nothing but service compared to the very ant. It's a small ant, very insignificant only. I could not do that. But one is Bhakti, that's the Bhakti. Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi, in folded hands, is ready to observe, give the moksha.
Mukti Devi.
Mukti Devi. Mukti Devi. Muktinevi is ready.
Billu Mangal Thakur has written this song. I think there he says, I am engaged in my devotional service. So both Mukti and Siddhi, both are waiting in the door. Both Mukti and Siddhi, they are waiting in the door. They want to do service to Billu Mangal Thakur. But Billu Mangal Thakur, I am engaged in bhakti. So
I am satisfied only this one, Bhakti. Bhakti only, not Mukti and Siddhi. So from this it is clearly indicated that no one can be pleased substantially without being in the devotional service of the Lord. So in the Bhagavad Gita, this fact is clearly mentioned. I request you, in which sloka it has been given? Anybody can do that? That's all right.
I think this, from this it is clearly indicated that no one can be pleased substantially without being engaged in devotional service of the Lord.
Mukta Vahidu Vasamu. This is a quiz of this day. Bhaktyama Vahidu.
So the main point in this verse is basically Nada Muni is pointing out that you have actually broadly described the four principles, basically dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Basically you follow certain principles.
It says like that Vedas only deals with this four thing, rise above this.
Taribunya Vishayaveda.
Taribunya Vishayaveda. Taribunya Vishayaveda.
So the point here is, does it mean that you know Vyasadeva did not even tell anything about glories of the Lord? But actually he has compiled other literatures, he has compiled all the other Puranas. Vishnu Purana is also there. So Prabhupada actually makes a note that Vishnu Purana is there, but then even there he has described the glories of the Lord. But if you look at this entire work of all the literatures, what he has done, he has spent so much time on Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. That he actually did not give enough importance for the glories of the Lord. So that's because of actually Prabhupada, especially practically, most of your time is spent on this side, which is actually worthless. That's what Prabhupada says.
1.5.9 Kanyur. Pure glorious service begins only after liberation or the Brahma Bodha stage. Here comes the Brahma Buddha stage. So as to attend the Brahma Buddha stage, there is 18.54. It gives all what are all the qualities to attain the Brahma Buddha stage. 18.54. Brahmabhuta prasannatma na sochari na kamchari samasarvesu bhureshu makbhakti labdhai varam. So once you attain the Brahmabhuta stage, you cannot lament anything. You need not any, you are nothing to you want, nothing to you lose. You are not at all worry about anything. So you want equator, equanimity, equilibrium. The mental equilibrium state he attains. So there is no, at that stage the very stage itself, that is the very beginning of the devotional service. But whereas the impersonal person, that is the highest, that is the difference between this impersonal and bhakti and this. So we ourselves in our cult, we are very much interested in this only. So, to maintain the status quo of the Brahma Bodha stage, to increase the degree of transcendental realization, so we have to. The Brahma, it is not important to attain the Brahma Bodha stage. So we have to be in that stage. And from that we have to progress. It's not Brahma Buddha stage, it's not a conclusive stage. It's the beginning in understanding this Lord, glorifying glories of Lord. Go on increasing, servicing. Though the, you are going on servicing. Then only you attain bhakti, pure devotional service, without any expectation from Lord. As well as these gopis. Gopis do that. To increase the degree of transcendental realization, Narada recommended to Vyasadeva to eagerly and repeatedly describe the path of devotional service. So he orders the disciple Vyasamuni to eagerly and repeatedly you would glorify the Lord. Each and every step you glorify. The real glorification of God, that is that at that stage only he is he has not done well. So you repeatedly with eagerness, that is a very stressful point. Eagerly, even though he is known all the, he has a very, very fond of knowledge, he gives the full stress of these four principles only, dharma, kama, moksha only. So very eagerly you try, you repeatedly glorify the Lord. So Narada recommended to Vyasadeva to eagerly repeatedly describe the path of devotional service. This would cure him from gross ignorance. So this is the only elixir, this is the only medicine for your disposal. So that's all we are getting this Srimad Bhagavatam. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered by saintly persons to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for cause. Since the all perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental Bhagavad, they do not derive any pleasure there. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify, those, this glorification of the Lord, that glorification, it can only sanctify the whole atmosphere of the materialist atmosphere. So it is without doing this, under that work considered to a pilgrim, to a crow. Since all perfect persons are inhabitants of the transcendental abode, they do not derive any pleasure that. See, all perfect persons, this is Brahma Buddha Prasanna persons, they are the inhabitants of the transcendental abode. They do not derive any pleasure from the non-glorification of this Lord. So we can give this. What this crow and swan, the Brahmaputra Prasanna, the Sattva, they are like the swan, and this materialistic and fruitive workers, they are given to this crow, they are compared to as a crow. So what are the qualifications, that is the characteristics of this crow and swan, we are given that. Whereas the crow, it fills the place and garbage. The crow, it likes the filthy place and the garbage only. Whereas the swan, it's a beautiful pond with lotuses and completely scenic beauty. And that is clarity. Again, the fruity workers and passionate men compared to the crow. Whereas for swan, spiritually advanced persons, that is Brahma Bodha Prasannatma persons, that is always those who are having this Sandas Sadaiva Hridayesu Lokayanti, they are saying the Almighty by through his heart. Always they are Sandas Sadaiva Hridayesu, Sadaiva, always, they are always immersed in the bhakti, that's the devotional service of all God. And the crow, sin pleasure and wine and women. And the crow were compared to these persons, they are more addicted to the sin pleasure and wine and women, they are compared to the crow. Whereas this devotional service, they are interested in the devotional service, they are the sariva. Like that, the mundane literature and body mind, that is mundane literature, that is human beings, they are all, they are not only one platform. They are having different qualities, different characteristics. They like different tastes are there. For this mundane, and they are only identifying with this body and mind. They are very much attracted to this mundane literature only. Whereas the transcendental literature, that is one person, that is Sariva, Sandas, the Brahmapura Prasanvadma, that is all perfect persons, they are immersed in the glories and of Lord and devotees. It is the glories of Lord and devotees. Here gives the glories of Lord as well as devotees. Because devotees is very, very peculiar, and it is very, very soul of this avara. It's equal to, devotees are equal to, he is very, very much like this by Almighty Krishna. As such, we can see this, Krishna says, as I am, the whole world is attracted by me, but I am attracted by the gopis. They are selfless service. That is the selfless service only. Not by, you know, because he is having six opulences, fully six opulences, but no need for his any opulence for him. Even though he is so much such an opulence person, he is very much attracted by the gopis. Because of their devotional service, causeless, selfless. The gopis are, they want only the enjoyment of Krishna only. Not for, they are not self-controlled. Only they want this Krishna's enjoyment, Krishna's joy. If Krishna's joy, they have me. But Krishna says, if gopis get 100 times joy, I am having 10 million times. I am having 10 million times joy than the gopis. So such devotees. So it's just devotees are not glorified. So this one is compared to these persons. Then socially literate man, the scientist, and mundane poets and theoretical philosophers and politicians, all are compared to the crow. This Paramahamsa is compared to the swan. In marketplace, you are having so many attractive mundane literatures are there. Because they are identifying with this body and passion only, body and mind. So you are very much interested in this mundane literatures. Whereas the Paramahamsas, they are only attracted by the glories of the Almighty only. So, 1.5.1.5.lam. On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, pastimes, etc. of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words, directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Here Prabhupada gives the glories of the name, all the glories of the name, fame, forms and pastimes. this is also the literatures describing this these things, the name and fame forms and possessions. They are all most likely to they are liked by the Paramahamsas. They have the capacity of changing the impious transcendental and impious material world. It can be a revelation by revolution. The world's misdirected civilization is how this our civilization has been misdirected. Prabhupada is giving. Because of the we are identifying the body and soul, body and the mind as the soul. Because of that, the whole universe has been misdirected. What's the cause of the misdirection? That we are identifying the soul, we are identifying the body and mind as our soul. That impious lives can be changed by the glorification of the Lord. Glorification of His name, His form and His postures. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. Such transcendental literatures, they even though I hear while touring Mahaprabhu, one Brahmana, he is conducting this Bhagavad Gita Upanyas. He doesn't know the Sanskrit completely. Completely he is sitting all the, like me, he is doing all the things. Even though Mahaprabhu approached and see what you all are doing. I came and before me my Krishna is dancing and see, I do only thing, I can see this only. So Mahaprabhu very much embraced him. So because so very knowledge is nothing but you know you can do all the sastras, all the things. Because without glorifying this God's name, so what's the fun of having what's the knowledge? What's the real knowledge? So the all the literature, so Prabhupada is giving this. This literature is, should be, this literature should be completely, surely attract the pious personalities. So great thinkers pick up the best even from those. Even though we are not at all qualified to elaborately, see when comparing to, we cannot do the in and out of our postures or names. So in Adi Shisha itself we cannot glorify the, all the fames and names. So we are not at all, we are insignificant. Even though it can be done because the very purpose, very purpose is that. So great thinkers pick up the best even from the worst. So the sariva persons, that is Brahmabuddha Atmas, they can take this guna only, not the kutra, that is fault. It is the good thing only, not the fine fault, there is no not fine fault. And nectar from the stalk of poison. From the stalk of poison, they take the nectar only. As such, the swans take this milk and water, only they suck the milk only, not the water. Like that, the sariva, the sundar sariva, they are doing this one. Then gold, even from a filthy place. So even the gold, I can in the ditch also, so the gold will not is there. So we can, it has not, this worth is there. Like that, accept good qualities, good and qualified wife, even from an absolute guru. An absolute a good wife from even though an obscure family. And I said a good lesson even from a man or a teacher who comes from an untouchable. So it's a very, the heart of this is only you have to see, not the outside. Well, these are some of the ethical instructions for everyone in every place, without exception. But a saint is far above the level of an ordinary man. This is all for a common man, but for a saintly man, it is far beyond that. So, need for broadcast in Srimad Bhagavatam in Kali Yuga. But due to the age of quarrel, Kali, which we have discussed, there is always a chance of quarrel on slight provocation. Therefore, there is a great need for disseminating the message of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. Here in the age of Kali, it's a quarrelsome. The very nature of the Kali is very quarrelsome. Even the slightest provocation can cause a disastrous thing. So therefore there is a great need for disseminating this message of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. So Srimad Bhagavatam, here is the complete glorification of the Almighty. So we have to disseminate. It's a good, great need for disseminating this message of Srimad Bhagavatam. We have to message all good qualities of this Srimad Bhagavatam. There is a necessity, great necessity, because the world, the material world is, at least the Kali Yuga, this material world is so much provocated, so much downtrodden. So it is a very necessity for our preaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is the duty of every responsible Indian to broadcast the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the world, to do all the supremest good as well as to bring about the desired peace in the world. So as to get the peace in the world, we have to preach the Srimad Bhagavatam, the good things of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the glorification of God. Because India has failed in her duty by neglecting this responsible work, there is so much quarrel and trouble over all the world. Here, Prabhupada says, we are pinpointing our... See, we are responsible for the whole universe, the dismiss. So we Indians are, we are all responsible because we have given all the knowledge, all the everything, but we are not all doing anything. Whereas we ourselves are committing so much things. When Mahaprabhu is coming and Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada arise, there we tried this in India first, then only we get to ascend into the world. They tried actually very fast. This message was gone. The principle they have, it has not been fruitive result. Then they gone. Because of his guru's order, he goes. Because we ourselves, Indians, are some clay, like some, what is it, suttaman, that is, boiled clay. So it cannot be molded as they like. But they are the clay, raw clay. They can mold as such. That's the difference. So we are having more responsibility. We have to forget all about our human, but all the faults we are having. That is bound to be. Everybody will be there. Every man will be there. We have to forget and common cause. We take as a common cause and preach the Mahaprabhu's this cult. We are confident that we are, if the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam is the same, only by the leading man of the world, certainly there will be a change of heart, and naturally the people in general will follow them. So we have to do our duty, whatever the, we should not exert the fruity action. We do our duty, but let the Krishna do that. So we have to do our duty. Our duty is to preach the glories of Lord Krishna. Our presenting this matter in adequate language, especially a foreign language, will certainly fail, and there will be so many literary discrepancies despite our honest attempt to present in the proper way. Prabhupada, how he is narrating this, so humble. He does not think about his knowledge. He is so humble. Our presenting matters in adequate knowledge, especially foreign language, will certainly fail, and there will be so many literary references. This is our honest attempt to present in the proper way. Fire in your house, the language is around important. So, then, yes, language is not a barrier, but the technique means how you are preaching about our cult. That is the technique. That is important more than the language. Whatever the language, we cannot. Whatever the language, even though it's whatever the language, we doesn't. We cannot present as such in complete 100% correct. But the technique of this, what is technique? The preaching of our cult. That is the technique. The same spirit of cooperation is needed to broadcast this transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam through the polluted remnants of the world. Because it is a need of the hour. Need of the hour. So polluted. So much polluted. So we ourselves, we have to take the responsibility in our shoulders.
I think Prabhupada here is saying is what is said in the last sentence of the actual translation of the verse. That even if there is mistake in such a literature, that will be accepted by translating to this, because it's presented in as it is. So here Prabhupada is saying that our attempt will be full of flaws, but because we are presenting it as it is, it's just like somebody crying in the fire in the house, the sincerity. Anybody, they don't need to say the language. The cry is sincere because it is as it is. The fire is there, they come out. Anybody will accept that there is fire and they'll come to help, even though they don't understand the language. That spirit is needed to broadcast.
It also says devotees, we should not be, we cannot be complacent.
Complacent.
So when there is a fire in a house, you need whatever you will do, whatever you want to do. You just get out and you know, you jump down or whatever, you will try to get help from others. So similarly, Prabhupada is telling the same spirit of cooperation is needed
to
broadcast the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the polluted atmosphere of the world. So there is fire. So we have to go out, that's what Prabhupada is saying. We have to go and distribute Srimad Bhagavatam.
This is cooperation, that is the same spirit of cooperation. The spirit of cooperation, he is very stressing.
They all put the fire out.
So we should forget about our, even the, what are all the policies proceeding among us. So we are sure, therefore, that everyone in human society will welcome Srimad Bhagavatam, even though it is now presented with so many faults, for it is recommended by Srinivartha, who has very kindly appreciated in this chapter. Srinivartha Muni ki jai. Questions?